I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
I'm April, VP of the cutting-edge sex toy company Hot Octopus, and I dedicate my life to the business of sex.
We are on a mission to teach you how to have hot sex, deep intimacy, and how to make your own rules for who you are as a sexual being.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Podcast. This episode is extra special. Why?
A-team edition.
A-team edition. This is Chip and Dip. I'm Dip. That's Chip. Hey, Chip.
Hi, Dip.
What's going on? So when we started Shameless Sex, we said we would only have one guest a month and the rest of the episodes would just be us. Now it just turned to all guests and never just us. But today it's just us. And this is an anniversary episode because on June 16th of 2020, a year ago, we did episode 174 on breakups and heartache when I went through a breakup with
you
my partner.
So sad.
I was so sad. I love how all my friends show up so big. I think that's going to be one of my tips for breakups is like get your posse there to take care of you and don't be afraid to ask for help. But my friends all showed up so big. They're like, we're babysitting Amy. Whose shift is it? Don't leave her alone.
We watched that. We watched the breakup.
Oh, High Fidelity.
High Fidelity with Zoe Kravitz.
It's on Hulu. It's so good.
It is so. I've watched it three times.
Me too.
Not even. I watched it with you the first time and then not even because I was dealing with a breakup. I just loved it so much.
So good.
And it will make you laugh and cry and it's just badass. It's very. It's so
good
rock and
breakup
roll and
material.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so good. And so yeah, that was a really hard one. And so I recorded that, I think like the day after we broke up. We got back together, everyone, a month later, but it was quite painful. And so we're doing an anniversary episode of that because we know a lot of people right now that are going through breakups, relationship transitions, and we know people are now trying to have a hot girl, hot boy summer. And so we're focusing on that today.
And if you're in Australia or in the Southern Hemisphere, it can be hot girl, hot boy winter. Just snuggle up with a cup of tea or hot cocoa.
Yes. And so let's just talk about where hot girl, hot boy summer came from. So hot girl summer is a meme originating with the rapper Megan Thee Stallion about feeling confident in who you are. This is from dictionary.com, by the way. And having fun and looking good while doing it. It often involves women posting selfies with summery swag and style using the caption, I heard it's hot girl summer. So that, I mean, this doesn't have to be about selfies, but I just love that.
That's so funny. It was my birthday this last weekend.
Yeah, we had a good time.
And Amy and our other friend, we were there by the pool because we got a space, like a hotel where it was hot because Santa Cruz, it gets foggy.
You never know.
So we have to go chase the sun. And Amy and we were all drinking by the pool. And Amy's like, hot girl summer, everybody. It's hot girl summer. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, you don't know about hot girl summer. I'm like, no. And I want to. So now I know.
Well, and it was true. There was the attractive dad there with the three girls who was totally checking us out over there. Because we were like four attractive women there just doing our own thing. None of us have wedding rings on. And he was like, oh, hey, ladies, what's going on? I don't even know. I mean, he may have been married or something, but he was real nice.
We don't know. Like, yeah. I loved his daughters,
too. Oh, you were BFFs with those kids.
They're like, we need a judge to judge our synchronized swimming.
April, will you come in the hot tub with us?
I was like, absolutely.
No, I'm trying to have a hot girl summer over here.
I didn't go in the hot tub with them. I was like, no, it's hot. It's 90 degrees. I don't need a hot tub.
Oh, my God. It was adorable. Okay, so we're going to start with some of our favorite single girl stories, our hot girl stories. And I don't, just so everyone knows, we're not just going to make this about being a single woman. This is for the single folks out there. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're about to go through a breakup. Or maybe you're single. We'll start with some of our favorite single or human stories. April, I know that you have had some really fun single phases. Tell us some stories about those phases.
Well, so I don't consider a breakup just exclusive to if you're not married. I think a divorce counts as a breakup with paperwork.
Hell yeah.
And I was going through a divorce. This is 2016. And I decided that year when my divorce was finalized, I think in March or April, that I was going to do as much to get out there and travel the world. Mostly for work, though, because I could tie in a lot of work trips. But my dream had been to go to Thailand, and I'd wanted to go to Thailand with my ex for We were together for 7 years. Every year I was like, let's go to Thailand. So we never did. And so I bought myself a plane ticket. It was like $400. Nice. I flew through China, and it was totally long journey and cold as fuck when I flew into Beijing, and I was in like my hot girl summer attire because I was getting ready to go to Thailand, and it was cold and I got stuck at the airport. So then when I landed in Thailand in Bangkok, I was like, I'm in paradise. And then I got to the beach, and I was only by myself for about 10 days. I had met up with friends because I was there for almost a month. I'd met up with friends for different segments, but I made a promise to myself when I was in at the beach in Thailand that I was going to just be open and free. And I was writing in my journal every day. I was doing yoga every day and feeling really good and confident. And I learned how to scuba dive. So two things that happened while I was on that trip that are worth this hot girl single story thing is that I ended up getting scuba certified and hooking up with my scuba instructor, who I'm pretty sure selected me out of the whole thing and was like, you're going to be with me. I was like, oh, really? And we're going to be together 8 hours today because I'm going to teach you some underwater things. And I was like, okay. And he was hot. And I was also like, but you're like my teacher. And so we ended up having a full day of scuba certification, and then we ended up going out to the bar, and then he was like, well, do you want to come back to my place? Because he lived there, and he was from like Indiana, and I was like, yeah, sure. He was in the Navy though, I think, before that, and then had been a scuba instructor after the Navy, and so I was like, well, sure, I can check this off my box. And so we ended up banging it out, and then I could not walk back. I left. I could not get out of there early enough because it was not good banging.
Hot girl summer is not always about the good banging.
No. I was like, we were in the middle of like hooking up. I made him use a condom because I was like, no, we need to use fucking condoms. I don't know.
You didn't want to use a condom?
No, of course not. A lot of dudes don't want to.
Fuck that.
And every time that happens, I'm like, we definitely need to use a
fun
condom
fact,
now.
Everyone, the people are like, condoms don't fit on me. I put my whole fist in a condom. You just can find ones with bigger headroom. Yeah. They work. If you want to use a condom, advocate for that shit.
So after that, we hooked up, and it was not what I had dreamt of. So then I creeped out like at like 5 a.m. I was like, skirt. And he was sleeping, went back to my little bungalow, and then woke up that morning, like about 10. So I slept for a few hours, and there was this gaggle of hot Scottish men that were sharing a bungalow next to me. And I thought I could not understand what they were saying. And I was like, are they speaking English? And I'm outside typing on my computer, thinking about, thank God I'm scuba certified now. I don't have to go see my scuba instructor again. And so I was sitting out there, and I was smoking ciggies at the time. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
I don't think she listens.
Okay, good.
My mom is.
No, I know. Sorry to your mom that's listening,
too. She already
knows. So that happened. And so it was like, you know, it was summertime. I was just out there. And one of them asked me for a light. And so I gave him a light. And I said, where are you from? Russia? Or he's like, Scotland. And I was like, oh. And he was
smoking.
Oh, he was
hot boy.
Fuego.com. And so we ended up, I don't know, just hanging out, and all of his friends, there were five of them, they were all gorgeous. And I honed in on this one guy, and he ended up being, they found out what I did. I was like, I'm in the sex toy industry. And they thought that was incredible. And he was a male stripper / electrician.
Ooh.
And he made his money by being an electrician, but had fun and was working out by being a male stripper. And so I thought that was really fantastic. And I was like, wow, you are quite confident and comfortable. So we ended up going out, and then I found out he had a Prince Albert piercing.
Ooh,
so
that was
hard,
crack?
But that was hard with the condoms, by the way. So safety wise, that was hard, but I was like, okay. And we had sex like 5 or 6 times in one night. And it was actually one of the first times in my life where I had ejaculated while with just penetrative sex, female ejaculation. And then he also, which is a story that we told on
Sex with Emily's podcast,
the first one we were on, January 17th, 2017, was the episode.
Orgasm squirting in the year of anal licking was the episode. Yeah.
And he got some red wings, which I had never experienced, meaning I got my period. So I was like, I have my period. So I don't think he's like, no problems there.
So it went down on you?
Went down on me. And we were fucking by the longboat with those longboats.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Outside. And we had such an amazing time. And I have to tell you, the Prince Albert piercing was, I had never experienced that before, was... It was very fun.
Oh,
and being on top, I was like, wow, that's hitting the G spot and all the things. And on top of that, it did tap into my inner Braveheart love. And I was like, freedom! When I was on top, I was like, this is really fun. And then he did ghost me.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening, thanks for the ghosting.
I don't think he's listening
anymore.
He's
not listening.
So it's okay. And after he ghosted... Because he was supposed to come out, we were supposed to meet up or something in the U.S. He wanted to come out here and like hang out. And so I was like waiting for him. Never responded. I sent him like a few messages and he never responded. And then he reemerged via Instagram, I think like 2 months later, and was like, if you ever come to Scotland, I'm here for you. And I was like, nah.
Later, you
ghosted
me.
I think you'll need someone to... So I didn't respond. And I did want to just send him gratitude if you ever do listen in the future.
Thank you for
that fun trip to Thailand.
Did he ever dance for you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, shit.
But I'm sure that... Maybe if you go to Edinburgh, we can go check him out dancing. I'm sure he's still dancing over there.
I'll bring my 20s.
Yeah. He was much younger than me as well, so he had some energy. So anyway, those are two stories from the same trip for my summer hot girl summer story. What about you?
Well, you also, I wanted to say that you were coming out of a divorce and you had only had a couple sexual partners. And
yeah.
So you went on this. We actually remember the podcast we just recorded that's coming out next week with Alicia and Erwan. And they were talking about their friend in my slutty face. She was coming out of divorce. She's like, I'm in my slutty face. She's having all these orgasms, sleeping with some like tantra master.
Yeah.
I think that there's such a wonderful thing in having and this is for all genders, slutty wild phase where you get to go and have these fun, playful, memorable experiences. Not everyone will do it, but if you do, I think there's still that slut-shaming thing, and especially more for vulva-owning people. But how badass. You're going to remember that shit forever.
Well, I that year, it was 2016, the summer 2016, I went completely just full-blown, give zero fucks about being in my head.
But still advocating for condoms.
Oh, advocating for safety.
Yeah.
I would always advocate for safety. However, I was in, I told you this before, and I think I've talked about it on the podcast. I was in the yes state of mind. I would say yes to almost anything. Actually, there was never anything I said no to. If someone brought it up, I was like, yes. Yes, you want to go to some sort of dark dungeon thing? Sure, yes, I will. I wanted to try everything. There was always people that had my location and knew where I was. However, I was in the yes state of mind. And that was the year that I flew to Australia for work for about 3 weeks. I was working in Australia, hooked up with this like Australian restaurant tour, and then flew back and hooked up with like the same within... Whatever, I had fucked the guy, the restaurateur, flew to Vegas to meet this dude that I had hooked up with a few times that we were going to a show in Vegas. And I still feel like I didn't even shower or anything. It was like,
ooh, but you're bringing the old juices.
But the condom.
There was a condom.
There was a condom involved in all of those.
Okay.
However, it was still fresh. I was like, I'm not even going to shower. I'm just going to have this.
I like that.
The smell of the vibrance of freedom on me.
No shame in the smell game.
No. And believe me, I love being in partnership and I love being free and not having any of the consistency I guess I just lost all of my hangups within myself about being April and what I wanted, because I always tend to my partnerships and like check-ins, and I go home at much earlier hours a lot of times than I would when I'm single, and I say no a lot when I'm in a partnership. And you've been with me and I'm always in a partnership. That was 1 year of me being completely free and really dropping it. I was 33 years old and just gave zero fucks. And you've had a lot of good experiences being single. I usually am not around you, though, when you're single.
We've only had one overlapping single time, which was very short. Yeah, we started the podcast. And luckily, we didn't try to make this a single person's podcast because I got back with my ex-partner at that time. This was years ago. Not the current partner that I'm with. And then April shortly, only a couple months later, got into a relationship as well. So, but we had, our first episode, we were both single at that time, which is kind of funny.
I need to re-listen to that episode.
It's a pretty good one, actually. I was like, oh my God, our first episode probably sounds terrible. And actually, I was like, it's actually pretty decent
really?
For us being brand new. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I was impressed with us. I think I've had a couple of phases. So in my adult life, I have only had short single phases of anything between 3 months to 6 months to a year. And I value the people that stay single for like 4 to 5 years to really find themselves. I just constantly got in relationships. But a couple of my hot girl summers or times, and this is one thing I was just talking to our single friends about, which I'll talk about our hot single friends in a little bit, is that it seems like it constantly happens sometime when the sun's coming out. People get out of relationships like somewhere between April through August, which I think is helpful because people are usually more out, more active. Whereas when you become single in the winter, it's kind of dark and
sad. It's like Grease the movie is true. Where it's tell Grease me more, Lightning. Tell me more. Like, does he have a cat?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, like that with the leather jackets. Uh-huh.
Because it's the, what's that summer loving?
Yeah.
Hand me a blast.
Summer loving.
And then okay, they're talking about like how she's talking about how sweet he romantic was. He's talking about how he got laid.
Yeah.
And like was fucking her and doing all shit.
Yeah, he's like...
Oh my God.
But, yeah. Oh my God.
Did she put out basically is one of the things?
Man, we should do that as a karaoke.
Oh my God. That'd be fun. Let's
but
do that.
I'll be John Travolta.
Yeah, you will.
You'll be Sandra.
You can
T.
do the lip thing too, right? No, that's Elvis.
He kind of embodied Elvis. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's what it reminded me of. I'm like, the summertime is from April to August. People are... They're like hatching out of their shells.
Yeah. Well, so a couple of my favorite single hot girl times. One was in 2010 when I left a relationship, mostly because I was unhappy in this relationship but didn't figure it out. But I had all these friends who were all wild, hot, and single, and they were having so much fun. And I was like, I want to do that. And I didn't realize it wasn't just that I wanted to be with them. It was also I was unhappy in this other relationship. And we got really lucky because not a lot of people have this, especially as we get older. Now we're like in our mid to later 30s here. And so there's less of the wild single people there. But when I was at that age, 25, there's so many of. And so we had a pack of like 30 hot single men and women all out. And we would all go and just like be playful together. And sometimes we'd have like, I won't even call it group sex. It was like everyone on a bed snuggling and maybe making out. And I owned Pure Pleasure, the retail sex shop at that time, still own purepleasureshop.com. Everyone can go there, get 15% off of your sex toys with coupon code shameless sex. Go support me and my mom. And we had the retail store. We used to have after parties there.
I remember. I got cropped.
Yeah. And that left some marks there. And we would bring friends back there. Thanks, mom. Sorry about that. And we would like have playful times there. Like sometimes people would be like, whipping out a vibrator and using it on each other. And it was just so much fun because we had that unity and there was a lot of experimental stuff happening. Like I identify as very straight and I experimented with some stuff with like another guy and another girl at the same time. Never penetrative sex, but like you're just trying new things. And it was never fully my jam. Hooking up with a girl almost always felt like hooking up with a guy I wasn't attracted to, but it was just fun. Like it's bucket list stuff that I was like, I'm really glad that I tried those things. And another really awesome hot girl phase was actually coming out of a really hard breakup, being really sad. And this wasn't the recent one. This was one many years ago. And with the younger guy that I dated. Remember that one? Really sweet guy.
I love that guy to death.
He's a great guy. But it was really devastating. And I'm really good at when I'm really hurting, calling in the troops and be like, oh, I need help. I'm in the gutter crying. And my friends all show up really big. And they showed up really big. But what we did there is two things. One, we just spent a lot of time together, like going on hikes, always hanging out. One of my girlfriends was like, oh, you're sad. Let me spend the night with you, just like take care of you. And I just felt I came to this place and I also started meditating. And that meditation helped me to really feel really good on my own two feet. And it was like, I didn't even need attention from men or flirtation. It was the meditation helped me to really ground into myself, combined by all of this love and support from my friends. And I just felt this like single person liberation. And I tell you, when you are in a state of, you know what, I feel so good on my own, I don't even need a man or a woman or that attention, that's when they fucking flock to you. All these people were like, Amy, she's just so hot right now. And when I wasn't even really looking, and people were commenting, like, what's going on
right
now? I
feel like when we would travel together, when you were in that single phase, we'd be walking in the airport, and I feel like there were all eyes on you. I was like, dude, what's going on with your
pheromones? Because I wasn't looking.
No, and I'm like, you just got like totally checked out by six dudes in the last 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. I'm like, it's your aura.
And it wasn't like I had a wall against you. It was this middle ground. It's like when you look really hard, but at least for me, when I'm like, I'm going to find a man, they bounce off of me, man. It's not happening.
Something that I love that you do too, and I think we've maybe talked about this before, maybe not on the show, but I remember you getting hit on by like a homeless dude or something. I was like, hey, baby, you so cute. And Amy will never say like, because I, because I've been with friends that's happened to, and they get disgusted, or you're always so sweet. You're like, thank you so much, I hope you have a beautiful day. And they're like, no, come back over here, let me give you, not their number, but I don't know if they had one, but like a, you know, like a, just they wanted to give you attention. And you'll say something, you're just like, that was they did with that with love.
Yeah.
And that's,
they weren't like, hey,
something.
Sugar tits, let me grab your
no.
ass. You know, that's a different story.
Yeah. But it's happened before where people are being, they're being, not, they're consenting to your space. They're not grabbing you or touching you. And they're using their words in a way that's flattering. And it's not, it's better. I do this now as well. And I did it before too, but just to not to scoff or to say like, ew, why would you ever think I'd be into you or something?
Like, you're below me.
I'm so flattered. And thank you. And you get kudos and points for reaching out and for being like, having some huevos or ovaries.
Well, that's how I feel also, like with partners who get upset when someone else is attracted to their partner, right? So you, like, say you're out with your partner and someone else is like looking at your partner and like as if they're hot, and then they're mad about it. Instead, it's like, that's a fucking compliment. Your partner's hot as hell. So like, let's look at it. I've had partners that have been into that. I've been with a partner when my first partner that, you know, our mutual BFF, who was my first love. And I remember being out with him somewhere, and a guy friend of his didn't know we were together, and he was totally hitting on me. And my partner at the time came up and he's like, that's my chick, but thank you for that. You know, he was like, that's a compliment right there, because my girl's hot. And I like that. I think that's a good way to go about it.
And it's also, that reminds me, I listened to the podcast with Rachel Zoe and her partner, Roger. It's a relationship podcast, because they've been together for like 30 years. And they're both out and about in the social scene. And they have this saying, it's like, if you can get her, then you can have her. Because obviously...
But good luck,
because we're solid and we believe in each other. And I thought that was a really good thing. Like, the jealousy is real. It's okay. It's an okay emotion to feel.
You just got to put it in check.
But you got to put it in check and be like, wow. And I use that now in thinking about previous relationships where I felt where I'm not good enough or not worthy of the love. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm a fucking badass. And same with partner, like friendships. In my friendships, when I'm like, I want to be the best friend and other, but growth and human, the strength in human connection, there's enough love for everyone.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
And so getting jealous is okay, but expressing it in a way that can be digested and not with anger or feeling the threatened vibe that they're going to steal your partner away or something.
Instead of being like, what's that about? Why is that person hitting on you? You could be like, well, I'm actually kind of experiencing some jealousy right now. Like, I'm actually feeling a little bit possessive of you, and like really speak to that instead of, this is your problem. You did something wrong, or there's something wrong with that person for being attracted to you.
Your skirt is really short.
Oh, it's because you're, or like, for
your tits are out, Amy.
Some dude, well, your arms are too buff or something like that. Yeah.
Is it because you're half naked right now? Well, you know what? I feel great in these
clothes. I get hit on with a turtleneck. Okay.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Yeah, a really baggy t-shirt.
I get hit out in a straitjacket. Okay, when I'm at the psych ward.
I bet you would. Damn.
I mean, well, I've never been to a psych ward. However, straitjackets are not my thing.
Time for you to go to the psych ward.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Okay, time for a quick break. This podcast was made possible by Uberlube. It's a luxurious silicone lubricant that enhances sex and intimacy. We receive emails from listeners who have tried Uberlube, and the feedback is unanimous. We never knew lube could be this good. It's also less likely to throw off the pH than most other lubes, and there are thousands of doctors recommending Uberlube to their patients, whether they want to make their hot sex even hotter or for folks experiencing dryness.
Uberlube is without a doubt my favorite lube. It has no flavor, no scent, and feels absolutely amazing on my body. And it isn't just for sex. I use it to tame my hair frizzies, to prevent chafing, and I even put some in my mouth before an oral sex session. Totally ups my blowjob game. Oh, and the bottle, it's beautiful. It looks like a cosmetic product, so I just leave it out on my nightstand totally shamelessly. To learn why we think it's the best lube on the planet, check out uberlube.com and use code SHAMELESSSEX for 10% off plus free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com and use code SHAMELESSSEX for 10% off and free shipping.
This podcast was also made possible by OMGYes.com. OMGYes is a research-based online program that teaches you all about how to pleasure the pussy. OMGYes studied thousands of vulva owners to find out how they orgasm and then made beautiful animated modules and super honest short videos to give you ways to reach even more pleasure. I've been recommending OMGYes to my clients for years, and it's been changing their lives.
We all know pleasure is fluid and ever-changing, so why not add more tools to your pleasure tool belt? OMGYes is for everyone, so whether you are a vulva owner or you just love vulvas, OMGYes will give you the techniques to get your O-face on. There are two seasons to choose from and hundreds of gorgeous videos to explore, so go see what science says about pleasure and visit omgyes.com/shameless. That's omgyes.com/shameless to get $5 off your OMGYes access. Again, omgyes.com/shameless. Go check it out. Now back to the show.
Speaking of hot girl summers, what's up, dude? We have so many hot single lady friends. What's that about? We have, it's like, and right now there's this transitional phase, at least in our world here. We've had some that have been single for a while, but we have a number of them, and they're going through different things. Like, and I saw two of our friends yesterday actually that have gone through breakups, and they were long time coming things. But they're both like, you know, really hurting, and we live in Santa Cruz. It's a bubble, and they're a little bit like, you know, it's hard to find people here. And that's actually, there's some truth to it. I think we also get kind of stuck in our bubble, and they're like kind of checking out the online dating thing. Like, it's not that hopeful in Santa Cruz. But I'm so amazed by how, and it's not just them. I have multiple single friends that are smoking hot, awesome humans, men and women actually, but more, it seems like there's more women than men that are single, and they're having a hard time finding people. So let me just put that out there, everyone. We're taking some applications over here at Shameless Sex. If anyone's interested in some smoking hot ladies, we're not going to give you their names. We're not going to give you their photos. What I can tell you is one of them, she's around 40. She's already had kids. They're grown up. She has a very high sex drive. She's a babe.
We've talked about her on the show so many times. As an example of, well, sometimes I'm like, how the fuck? How do you do that? She's like, I'm pretty much always wet. Like, I'm just always, and I'm like, wow.
I think about sex 20 times a day.
I think about sex all the time, and
but yeah. She's not looking just to get laid. I mean, she's actually probably just wants to get laid too, but she's looking for a partner though. She's ready for a partner, and these people are friends. They're ready for folks. I'll speak to, like, you know, they're looking for men. They're ready for men who are men. Like, I think one of the tricky things in Santa
Cruz,
but
it doesn't have to be
penis owners.
Okay.
They're looking for penis owners, but they're ready for people. And I know men who are looking for women too, but they're looking for people who are stepping into their manhood or their womanhood. They're not doing the Peter Pan or Peter Woman thing where they're living like the younger person life, even though they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s. And yet they're still trying to live like they're 20, and commitment's really scary. Like, they're ready for this next step to build a life with someone. It doesn't have to jump right into that right away, but I think they've just had these iterations after iterations of folks that haven't been ready to really show up in partnership, and it's really sad and devastating. And so there's one. We also have this other one, another smoking hot woman. She's around 30. She does want kids someday. She is also looking for a partner. She might also want to hook up. I don't know.
She's one of the sweetest humans I've ever met. Yeah. Sweet and beautiful and calming.
Whenever she really calms my energy every
whenever
time.
Whenever I hang out there, I'm like, I need more of you because I am like me.
Yeah, I feel like I just took it down two notches.
Yes.
That I really
and
needed.
And she like is grounding and also just, and she's also fun at the same time though.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a couple other ones. So here's what I'm going to offer to you all, everyone. If you are a single human and hopefully living closer to us somewhere in the Bay Area, send us at info@shamelesssex.com.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, what's LA.
Even Oregon, you know.
Why not?
In range of driving.
Yeah, just send us. We would like an email, info@shamelesssex.com. We would like a photo of yourself. We'd like your interests. Describe yourself openly, not just like, I like cars and cats, but also like, what's your personality? Like, what's your interest? What are you looking for? What kind of relationship are you looking for? You just want to hook up?
And if you don't want to be that detailed, just don't send dick pics, because
if anyone says dick pic, you're deleted. You don't get any love. Sorry.
Well, it's not consensual.
No, because we're actually saying no dick pics. A chest up. That's great. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But a headshot.
Yeah. Anyways. And actually, maybe if you're a single lady, then we can probably send that to some of our single
guy friends.
We have
some single guy friends. Are you kidding me? There's a couple of them that I can think of that are awesome humans. Yeah. And that...
Some smoking hot babes.
Yeah. And...
It's so funny because if you organize a singles only event, no one goes to it. And a lot of times the singles only events are, I'm doing air quotes, older people. It's often like 40, 50 up. And I don't think that's older, but this is why I think this happens. They're more confident and brave, whereas the 30-year-olds, I don't need it, you know? And so it's less common. And so it'd be nice if we could organize something like that, but it's hard. And I know we have online dating, and that in itself can be really hard. And some people are opposed to it. They don't have smartphones. I don't know. So, anyways,
I actually have never done online dating. I'm not against it. I'm always intrigued by it. And because of the nature of who I am as a human, I have to have the exchange of energy. I already am on a screen so often that being on a screen more seems like work. But online dating is such a great way to meet people. And that is the majority of the time, the easiest way, especially nowadays when a lot of folks aren't going out as often as they did maybe pre-COVID, or they're not comfortable going out still because there's still things happening. So online dating, you can check in with people. And I know people of all ages, from 18, I don't really know a lot of 18-year-olds anymore, 22 to...
My mom was online dating in her 60s.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying to my friends that are in their mid-50s, and they're having success stories. And then sometimes it's more difficult than others. But as long as I don't know, the profile thing... you just sometimes have to get help with it.
Totally. Yeah. And that's a great way to try. And if you're opposed to it, and we'll talk about this in a little bit. I think we have some barriers and resistance. There are stories around why we don't want to try online dating or go to new places. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think that gets in people's way a little bit.
Well, yeah. And we don't have to talk about this too much. The thing with online dating is a lot of them, I think, tie into social media. If you don't have social media, that can be a thing.
Yeah.
And P.S. I just had my personal IG account hacked. And so I am not on an app where you can pay per click to see me nude or anything.
It's not a real thing. If anyone saw it, it's not a real thing.
It's not a real thing. It was someone didn't hack. They actually impersonated my account. So I got that shut down. And this is the thing with social media I was thinking about. I'm like, what if someone Googles me now and now it looks like I am
a porn star?
No shame around the porn stars. We love porn stars and I love cam models and support that. I, however, am not one, and that was not consenting. So that was what I just wanted to bring up about social media, because a lot of these tie into your social media. So if you ever have concerns about social media tying into your dating profiles, there are apps that do not use your social media as well.
Yeah, there's something for everyone. It's all available on there.
Yeah.
So some other places, this is online dating, but some other places to meet people. I remember one of my hot girl summers, my girlfriends and I, two other girlfriends, we went to a brew fest. It was like a beer fest, like a festival.
Oktoberfest?
No, it was like up in Mendocino, and it was you could camp there too, and it was a 1 or 2 day thing where people are like going there tasting beer. So it's not just like a brewery. I think breweries is also a great place if you're looking for to meet some folks, or wineries maybe, depending
the dispensary,
what you're
into. If it's legal in your state.
You're all smoking the weeds
You've
there.
Talked about Whole Foods a couple of times. I think when we had the dating expert, and I can't.
Demona?
Demona. Good job.
The other day, I was just in Whole Foods here, and I was walking down the aisle, and there was this attractive guy ordering some meat from the meat section. And, like, I didn't really look at him, but I could feel his energy. I don't think he was looking at me, but there's something in his energy. I was like, he's attractive. I didn't even really look at him, but I could feel it. And I was just walking by. He turned and looked at me, and then we were walking on the same aisle. We made eye contact, it was one of those moments. I don't know if he's single or not, but he was like, hey, how are you doing? And then I was like, I'm good. And then he walked by, and it could have been one of those moments when we like, I could, if I would have made more eye contact, or maybe he would, or something. Like that's the way to plant the seed, more eye contact, ask another question, big smile. Yeah. It reminded me, Whole Foods, and not in Whole Foods, actually, there's a lot of the ones, remember the ones in Austin that have like the bars outside with the beers?
Yeah.
That's a great place to meet people too.
I went to Whole Foods once, and it was years and years and years
ago. We're not sponsored by Whole Foods.
No, we're not. I was actually at a Whole Foods though, and I was wearing this top with, I don't really wear bras, and I was walking around, and I was like, wow, people are really looking at me today. I'm on fire.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm in the freezer section grabbing something, and then I'm like, wow, it's so cold in here. And this guy just was like staring at my breast, and I looked down and my full tit was out because I was holding a basket. And so I was like,
tit was out or just hard nip?
No, the tit was out fully.
Shit.
I had a wardrobe malfunction, and I don't know how long I was in the store, but fully a lot of people. But I did feel like I was on fire that day. And I was also like, wow, I maybe need to consider bras from... No, I still don't wear any. I don't care. That's just a funny story for you.
I like that. Yeah, so Whole Foods, maybe some other health food stores.
So the gym, when I used to go to the gym back before gyms were closed, now they're reopening again, that there's something about the gym energy. And granted, sometimes it can get a little overwhelming if you're not a gym person. I was never a gym person. And then I started to go and get more comfortable. But the people of all shapes, sizes, they're in ages, they're in there and they're like sweating or doing their thing. And there's something sexy about it. And there's lots of, if you're I don't know, there's penis owners and vulva owners. If you're a dude looking for a it's also people trying to get back into loving themselves a lot of times, which I think is great. And I always think a gym is a good place to meet people.
And one thing I would say, so when I talk about like breweries and beer fests, and the beer fest I was at with my girlfriends, it was like sausage fest, it's dudes. And like, it was like 10% ladies. So the great place if you are a straight person trying to meet some dudes. The gym, I think also probably is actually, it's pretty neutral. But what I will say about if you want to hit on some of the gym, my suggestion is, see if you can make eye contact with them, and if they hold it, then smile at them. And if they smile back, that might be an opening. But I personally don't like to be approached when I'm like looking at the ground working out and someone's like, hey, girl.
No.
So see if there's an opening first by seeing like doing the eye contact and a smile. And if that is that, if you see that, then maybe there's an opening to talk to them. But don't go hit on them when they're on the elliptical.
Well, you can also say something like, hey,
come here often.
I've seen you here a few times. Yeah. If there's a vibe, if there's something that you feel is the connection, that's happened. I've been walking Legend before.
Or like the place you go where you've made eye contact multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, there might be something here.
When I've been walking Legend and someone's come up and approached me and said, oh, I've seen you a couple of times walking your dog in this area. Is this... And we had like a nice conversation and he was very polite and didn't ask for my phone number or anything and said, am I going to see you here again? I'm like, yeah, I come around this time every day. And then I stopped going around that time just in case. He had a nice dog too. But like yoga classes.
Oh yeah.
If you go to yoga studios or hot yoga or different kind of even cycling classes.
Yeah.
And there's someone that you again make eye contact with or that you feel some kind of vibe or if it's whether it's a physical attraction or they said something really witty during the class. You can also check in there. I think that's a good way to...
Or like after, right, when you're leaving the studio and talking to them and checking in and just reading energy. Like you can tell when you talk to someone, not everyone, some people have hard times reading people, but for a lot of folks, you can tell when you ask, say something engaging, if they engage back, that might be an opening for something. Also look for the wedding ring or lack thereof. And if they don't engage back, then maybe they're not interested or maybe they're in a hurry. Maybe try again.
What do you think, Amy, about asking people if they have a partner straight away, if you are interested in them? Do you think
what was the line you just got recently?
I just went to a housewarming party, and after some time, because we were in a conversation about something totally a sidebar to anything before, but I guess he thought I was cool. I don't know. I get really uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, is he hitting on me? I don't know.
I'm not that cool, but you are.
I know. Well, I think I'm really a cool person, but I never understand when people hit on me. I'm like, oh, you're hitting on me? Oh, so he just was like, do you have a boyfriend? And
was it like, you can't be single or something like that? Like
after that. Yeah. And I said, well, you know, it's complicated, which it is. And he said, there's no way you could be single. And I said, yeah, there's no way I can do a lot of things. And anyway,
nice to meet you. So shut that down, basically.
Well, I just said it because my situation is complicated, which it's hard to describe. And it's also fluid and ever changing. And but my answer is, I'm not single. I'm not in that that mode right now to be putting myself out there. But I did want to give him kudos for even addressing that. So that's my question to you, because you said that when I was telling you about that before this podcast, and you were like, oh, good for him. That was like kind of a bold move. Is that something that you think people should do?
I think taking risks. Here's the other thing. It's like, nothing's going to happen if you don't maybe take a little bit of a risk and put yourself out there. And the risk can be small. It can be eye contact, a smile to... like, hey, I've seen you here a lot. I find you attractive. Like, you know, I've seen you here a lot. Do you come here often? And like, what are your interests? Do you ever want to get a cup of coffee sometime? You make it small scale instead of like, can I take you out to the most romantic dinner? Are you DTF?
Yeah.
You can just really play with it lightly and to look at rejection as not a rejection of you because they don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
It's a declined opportunity. Charlie Glickman said this.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It says a declined opportunity. If they really knew you and now they're rejecting you, yeah, that could really hurt. But they're just rejecting your offering of someone that they don't even know.
You could just go up to someone and say, do you have a Band-Aid? Because I'm cool. And then flex your boss up. Or you could be like, Amy, hey, do you have a needle and thread?
Because I'm ripped.
Do that at the gym. It's a huge hit. Okay?
Oh, my God. I mean, I would fall for you if you did that. Another thing that April had said is weddings. I know a lot of people, single people are often bitter about going to weddings. Reframe it. Go look there. Go for other single people there.
And,
I don't know.
And I went as your plus one.
Oh, hell yeah. Now you got a boyfriend from it.
And I met my partner, a complicated partner, at a wedding. And it's not the first time I've made connections at weddings. So if you have friends that are maybe on again, off again with their partners, or being a plus one or taking a plus one wing person to a wedding can be really fun. Then you have someone to check in with, and it can be safe because you know the people. It's usually
kind of
there's a hotel. You're at a hotel or you're somewhere, and the booze is flowing usually. Unless you're at a dry wedding, which is okay too. Then you just vibe energy. But it's sort of one of those places that it's free. There's dancing and there's a lot of joy, and you're dressed up, and I think it's a really fun place. When I used to cater back in college, I would just fucking die at the people that were hitting on me in my catering tie, white shirt buttoned up. And
I bet you look
drunk
real cute,
dudes were like, hey, yeah, bus girl. Or I was like, oh my God, what? I was like 20.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm so confused. Oh. I came for the free food.
Bus girl.
I don't think I was a catering person, so I did all of the things.
Super hot when someone calls me bus girl.
Yeah, but no one ever did. But I was just, I was setting the scene. And scene.
Fancy. Okay, well, speaking of scene, hey, you know what else is perfect for a hot girl summer? My girl, Bev. Nope. I don't have a friend named Bev. I have...
You kind of do.
I have some little cans of delicious, dry, crisp wines with a little fizz from my girl, my brand, Bev. It has zero sugar and only 100 calories per serving. And guess what? It's summer, y'all. It's not the time to drink, you know. I don't know. Well, I mean, I still like a Pinot Noir in the nighttime. But I like my chilled beverages, and I've been going to a lot of social gatherings. I even went to a sex party recently, and I brought some Bev there. So it's chilled. It's delicious. They have a Sauv Blanc, a Pinot Grigio. They have a Pinot Noir. Oh, they have the one with the bubbles.
It's all a little sparkly.
The glamour one. Oh my God.
The glam one. And, well, longevity, though. If you're going out for the hot girl summer, hot boy summer, drinking a bunch of whiskey or vodka, you might be like, you might end up face down somewhere. So let's go and do the Bev. Although it has as much alcohol as like a glass and a half of wine.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but no
and
sugar.
Delicious.
And I brought I bought two little packs to a 4th of July party, which now it's like, a few weeks ago? And it was gone in under 3 minutes.
Well, this is different from what other people bring, too. It's like the perfect addition.
They're little cans. So go check it out, y'all. Shameless Sex listeners, that's you, get an exclusive offer of 20% off your first purchase, plus free shipping on all orders. Just go to drinkbev.com/shameless or use code shameless at checkout. That's drinkbev.com/shameless for 20% off and free shipping right now. Go get your hot girl summer on.
You said B-E-V, but I'm going to go with drinkbev.com.
Oh, what did I say?
That's cool. B-R-B-E-F, but it's the same.
I can't spell today.
You did a great job.
D-R-I-N-K-B-E-F.
A-B-C-D-E. Can you do the Spanish alphabet?
I can do Hebrew alphabet.
Do it. Go.
Aleph, bet. Oh, no. Aleph, bet, tet, resh, yud. No. I got to practice.
How many letters?
There's 22.
Okay.
22.
She's going to practice her Hebrew. All right. Well, we'll get on that after this one. We'll be soon. Okay. So what else? So let's talk about the challenges about being single. There's some challenges in being a single person. One, I'm going to go with the aloneness piece first. A lot of people stick around in relationships. I mean, a lot of the single friends that I currently have hung in there for a long time knowing that it may not work out because being alone is really hard, especially during the COVID times. Things are a little more shiny now, but that aloneness can be really daunting and scary. But here's the thing. You can reframe it as an opportunity to work on yourself. It's not, you can look at it in a negative way. Oh no, I'm going to be alone. It's terrible. Also, opportunity to work on me. Discover who am I today? What can I do now to really like uplift myself and find my true awesome self? And there's so many podcasts. Actually, the one that we are releasing next week, they talk about ways to be a badass lover as a single person and ways to work on that. But reframe it as an opportunity. I know aloneness can be hard. This is why I think meditation is awesome though. Like it really helped me through my aloneness. Through a lot of relationships.
Yeah, and turn off the old song, All By Myself.
And don't scroll through all the the Instagrams and the Facebooks and looking at all people's, their
taking
happy relationships.
Taking a break from social media. I did that one through my divorce. I said no to social media I think I actually consulted you because I consider you on my board of my board.
Ooh, I'm on the board.
My personal director board.
Boys.
And I was struggling with social media because it just bummed me out to see everyone and children and getting married. And I am it's joyous and beautiful. And I was not joyous or feeling really grateful to see people birthing children. I was going through a divorce.
You.
I was like, God. And I wasn't angry. I was just like, this is hard. So I started I bring up the All By Myself song because that's how I felt. I felt like that was my theme. So calling in playlists that vibe you up, like get you going, inspire you because
April loves Beyonce.
Yeah. I feel like Queen Bey got me through a lot of hard times. Also, I think there is a safety piece that goes along with being single. And whether you're a vulva-owning human that's single or a penis-owning human that's single, and no matter what you're after, and even if you don't know necessarily and you're more fluid with your orientation, it's sometimes the safety piece of being out there and being alone, and then the condom thing comes up, or the dental
or like
dams.
Is it safe to go home with someone to their
also,
house?
Yeah. I mean, that's scary, like public place, and then you're like, do I go back with them after you meet them? And that's hard to check into. I think that for being single, that can be a huge challenge. And so the solution for that is to really make sure you have, I believe, people that you're checking in with that know where you are, that you let them know if you're going to meet someone, and share your location with good friends. And I did that with you when you were single. I was like, give me your location and I want to know.
In Salt Lake City.
Yeah, because I was like, I need to know. And I like actually said to the dude, I was like, look, this is my friend and I know exactly where she is. If anything happens here, I will hunt you down.
You're dead.
And
I've had our other mutual friend when I was going home with someone years ago. She said, I need a picture of his ID. So yeah. I asked him, I was like, I need your ID. I need to send it to my friend in case you kill me. And so
Seriously?
And he was like, all right. I mean, if you want me that bad, then why not? And if you're not going to do it, then bye-bye. See you later.
Yeah. And that's one thing that can be hard. If you're like out and you're drinking, or just make sure you have safety buddies to check in with. And always make sure there's way too many scenarios that can, and we're not going to go dark here at all, but we have to be smart and you have to use your senses. And sometimes if alcohol is flowing or you're not in a place that you know very well, it's good to have check-in with people. And then, yeah, the condom thing, the safety and sex, you have to also know if it's
be prepared.
Fresh new person. Yeah, they could have their own set of other things.
Some stids. That's what April calls stids. I think some other challenges with being single is just meeting people. And we'll talk about some other tips for ways to do that too. But just the meeting people thing, I think, can feel like when people are in that transitioning phase, like they're breaking up with someone, it's like, well, I'm not going to meet someone. How do I meet someone? We're going to talk about some tips for that later. But I think that that's just like something that could be a deterrent for people actually leaving a relationship. And just know there are ways. We talked about some of the ways before, but like I will have some other things that we can share on that. I know that that can be a deterrent for people wanting to become single. Online dating also. And I know that online dating can be a thing where people are feeling challenged by that. We talked about that as well. But like really, I think we have our resistance. Like, and another thing that we had on this list, April, was other people's judgment. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want an online date because like, what if other people see me? But they're on there too. So if you're on, and that's like with Pure Pleasure back in the day when my mom owned that sex shop, people would come in like, but what if someone sees me in here? And I'm like, but they're in here too. You're both in the sex shop. So the online dating, you're both on the online dating thing, but you're afraid of their judgment of you. And then a lot of people think, well, it looks desperate. But like, no, it's an easy outlet and avenue to meet people. Let's get over what other people think about you being single or you putting yourself out there. Like fuck them. But also, why is it something to judge? And also, if you're worried about their judgment, does that mean that you judge people too? For you, like you're judging them for dating or being single. And I think a lot of people are like, I'm 40 and I'm 50 and I'm single and that's a bad thing. I failed. And man, I know people who are 80 and are single and are now in new relationships. Like it's just a part of life.
Yeah. Well, it's also we just all of us, humanity, everyone listening, we all went through a global pandemic and we went through something collectively as a human race that we've never experienced before. So there may be more single people out there than there were pre this whole experience that we all went to. And I think that if we can release judgment about trying to meet your person or a person that you want to have fun with, or I think that we all can be a little more gentle with each other as a population. And no matter what age, whether you're 20 and single or 85 and single, just having a little bit less judgment, acceptance is such a beautiful piece. And there's a huge part of me that has that judgment on myself where I'm like, oh my God, I just turned 39 and like single. The pieces of all my friends are
married, babies.
Yeah, buying houses and married with children. And I'm like, whoa, April, my journey is my journey. And I love what I'm doing and creating and the people that I have in my life. And so if you can keep, if you're on a path that you love all of those things, honor the things that you love and the other people's judgments. I think those aren't your people if they're going to judge.
I think a lot of the people that are married and have children are very happy. And a lot of people also are that might judge a single person. They also might not be happy. I think a lot of times when people judge, it comes out of unhappiness and out of our own stuff and our own boredom or whatever. So we're judging or it's our conditioning. Well, you know, life is about getting married and having kids and the picket fence. But like, who the fuck decided that? Right. It's different for everyone. And for some people, that is a beautiful, beautiful dream. But let's get out of the whole thing of thinking there's one way to do it. And being single is, you know, some people are single and awesome. Remember we did a survey of, for our listeners, and one of the categories was single and not happy about it. One was single and awesome. And we had a number of people saying, loving it. Like, I love being single.
And I think there's more people, and we've said this before, and there's this 7.8 billion people, probably 7.9 at this point, on the planet. So things are going to shift. It's not going to be the same norms or the same traditions or the same structured systems and boxes that we had 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago when we were born,
yeah,
or when our parents were born. Those things are going to shift. And I think if you're listening to the podcast right now, being comfortable and okay with that, is a piece to understanding. Now, if you really want children in marriage, then it starts with you. And if you're single right now, it just starts with you. But yep, there are a lot more tools now in 2021 that were available than when we were younger.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a difference. So one of my biggest struggles when I've gone through breakups, I'm kind of a challenge sleeper in general. And it comes from childhood anxiety stuff. And every time I've gone through a breakup, my sleep gets fucked, and it's like for months. And so I'll get these kind of like nighttime sleep anxiety. And one of the things that's been really, really helpful for me is CBD. And the recent CBD I've been trying is by Sunset Lake. It's Sunset Lake CBD. I love their tinctures. They also have some gummies too, which tastes pretty good. And what I do is when I'm feeling my nighttime anxiety or I can't go to sleep, I just take some of this tincture, and it totally helps calm me, helps relax my body. It's been a game changer. Sunset Lake is farmer owned. They even invited us to come hang out on their farm. They're in Vermont.
Hot girl summer.
We go have a hot girl summer in Vermont. Actually, I don't know. He was kind of good looking, just saying. They use full spectrum isolate. So this is, I mean, if you actually know about how this works, but full spectrum isolate to get you more of the good for you cannabinoids. Did I say that right? Cannabinoids?
Yeah, you did.
Cannabinoids.
It's the good stuff.
Because not all are created equal.
Well, I give Ledge Dog CBD all the time, and sometimes
they're coming out with a doggy one.
I know. And their CBD products are really, really good. And I think CBD is legal in most states,
yeah,
right? Because
you can't travel to Mexico with
it. The psychotropic effects that THC has, and I'm not an expert on this, but
well, it helps with pain too.
Yeah, my dad, amazing. I sent it to my dad. I sent him the creams. There's like a bunch of different.
Oh, they have a lotion too? They have all things.
Yeah, and he loves it because my dad is like he's a fucking massive laborer his whole life, and he's like almost 70. And I'm like, Dad, stop getting under cars and fixing stuff when you're by yourself. Anyway, this is a side note for you, but the CBD helps all of his joints.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have the inflammation. I'm like, well, it's going to help
you. Try some of this Sunset Lake CBD.
It's for real. So right now, Sunset Lake CBD is offering our listeners 20% off your entire order when you go to sunsetlakecbd.com and enter code SHAMELESS at checkout. Just visit sunsetlakecbd.com and enter SHAMELESS at checkout to get 20% off the entire store. That link is in our episode description. Remember, Sunset Lake CBD is farmer owned and Vermont grown. Go get your hot boy summer on.
Hot boy, hot girl summer, and maybe get some better sleep.
I spelled that right. No,
you spelled it.
Did I spell CBD right?
Say CBD in Hebrew.
Amy, no, kuf bet dalin.
Oh,
kuf bet dalin.
Nice, high five. All right, so let's talk about some other tips for a hot girl or a hot guy or a hot human summer. One thing that has been really helpful for me in some single phases is to fill up my motherfucking schedule.
Wait, what was that song? Is it Ace of Base? Cool summer.
Oh yeah.
This is a singing episode.
Is
for
that
me.
Ace of Base?
I think it cruel. Probably not.
We're gonna look that up.
Okay,
after.
I'll Google it. Damn it. We remember that?
Yeah, I know, but I don't.
Or
know.
Oh, we could do all that she wants
is another baby. It's gone tomorrow, boy. Okay. There's so many good single songs.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And the one that Lucas Nelson.
Which one?
I hope you find yourself before I find someone else.
Oh, you just
to be my love.
Oh,
that's
Amy,
a good one.
You never sing. You just sing.
Oh, I did it.
And it almost interrupted you. God, I'm such a.
What a diaka.
I'm a diaka. I'm a bad job.
All right. Anyway, she's looking up Ace of Base, but I'm going to talk about some other tips for a hot girl, hot human summer. Okay. So filling up the schedule, and not in a way where you're like never have any free time, but it's a good time to put a call to action to your friends. Okay. She found the song.
Bananarama.
Bananarama.
Way off.
Oh my God. I was like, that doesn't sound like Ace of Base.
I was like, it's totally Ace of Base. Okay. Oh
So anyways, we're filling up the schedule with things. It doesn't have to be all the time. Like, definitely have time for yourself, but make more plans for, and it doesn't have to just be plans to meet people or like dating plans, but also like, let's go to this thing. Let's go to this yoga class. Let's go on this hike. Let's go out to this bar. Maybe you don't go to bars, but let's go out to the Kava bar or, you know, something that's semi-social where people might be there and you're active and you're connecting with friends.
And then if you do go out on a date and it's a total dud, call your friend and say Bananarama, and they'll know that's a safe word that you gotta go.
Help me. Bananarama.
Bananarama. Bananarama's on Cruel Summer's happening.
I think another tip too is to step outside of your bubble. So one is to step outside of your social bubble, and so maybe it's not like the regular people that you hang out with. This is especially true if you want to meet new people to maybe date. Go hang out with like acquaintances and their friends, or just new places where you maybe know someone. Or there's also like meetup.com, and there's things that go on or regular events where you can go. And I think be brave. Go do something that feels a little new and uncomfortable. Not full panic mode, like I'm going to freak the fuck out if I go, but feels like, okay, this is kind of scary. It's a little edgy. And I'm going to the climbing gym alone. I've never been. Or I'm going to the Whole Foods. I'm going to drink a beer in their little beer garden alone. I've never been alone in a place. And I need my phone. Put your phone down too. Like sit there, make eye contact. Maybe be brave and like talk to someone new, but really push yourself outside of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. That's a good idea, Amy.
Really helpful.
Go to the jungle gym.
What's the jungle gym?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Is that where children are?
It sounds funny. Yeah, don't go where children are. But no, there's like adult, like the Dave and Buster's. Like that they have more gaming stuff, but you can meet people like adult fun things that are or Top Golf.
A lot of there's Top Golf places. Super. They've never gone to a place alone without having their laptop or their phone, and like and actually engaging with people. And I know it's scary or like a book or something, but I mean it can actually like look at it as a meditation too, or like a people watching thing, or go to a cafe, like an outdoor cafe, and people watch, and then there you know you might meet someone that you want to talk to.
Music festivals are happening too.
They're back in action.
Which obviously, by yourself could be. Sometimes
you can have like a little posse. Difficult.
Yeah, you could go with a couple of friends. I think that the outside your bubble, I think it's easy to get sucked into the world of I'm going to sit home sometimes and watch another movie or another Netflix show or another series. And sometimes that's okay. That's okay to honor those things when you want to kind of tap out. It's important though just to get out of your comfort zone. That's why I've had some of the most fun and incredibly great hot girl summer stories because
badass.
I've been out of my comfort zone.
I mean, buying a plane ticket to Thailand alone is awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's also inspiring for other people where they're may join you on your adventure. Maybe they're newly single too, and you can go off together. But I think, yeah, the fill up the schedule is big. And also creating time for yourself though, to learn, create your own masturbation practices.
More time to masturbate.
Yes.
Yeah, more self-love time. It doesn't have to all be about social stuff, too. Like, again, there's an opportunity for you to work on yourself in the ways you can do that. Like, we're talking about meditation, but also self-pleasure time. Like, this is the time to learn more about your body, what you like. And honestly, the more orgasms and pleasure you have, the better. If you're needing a new sex toy, again, go to purepleasureshop.com. You can get a new sex toy. 15% off with coupon code SHAMELESSSEXY. Sponsor me and my mom. April, what's your current favorite sex toy right now?
Get out of here. I'm baiting.
That's not a sex toy.
That's from
Is it still the magic wand? Are you still rocking?
So actually, you gave me this probably gently used PS by you.
I usually do that.
I usually do that too with you.
It's silicone.
It was tinier little buzzy wand, the smaller one.
The Mystic wand.
The Mystic wand.
Oh yeah.
And it's not as bulky. So I've used that. Your mom gave me another fascinator, which isn't a sex toy, but it's so awesome.
The waterproof blanket.
The waterproof blanket.
So you can squirt all over it.
Actually, okay, so I usually do not like internal toys. It's like PS, something now you know about me. I just like vaginally, anal toys, okay, fine. Yeah. I can use, but vaginal toys, it just doesn't do a lot
You're
for
a
me.
Clit gal.
I'm a clit human. However, Curve, KURVE, it has these dual motors. It's by Hot Octopus, and I am in love with this, and I'm not even saying this because I'm biased to Hot Octopus, because we've had other toys that I will use maybe in a pinch when I'm like, oh, it's in my purse and it's small, so it's here. It still takes me a long time to get off. The Curve, I didn't give you one yet.
No, you can give me one.
I have one now for you. I'll have one. Yes. It has two motors. They're independent. So one is a base and it's right at the vaginal opening.
That's for the
opening.
Internal part.
Yeah. Well, where the, but the right at the vaginal opening. And then the treble, it's right next to this gel tip. So when I insert it and it's just got a slight curve to it. So you can actually tap into some G-spot area and kind of find it if you need to. But the treble motor, so my... it's like high pitch, so it like gyrates the gel tip.
Yeah,
and I've actually been able to orgasm with it. Now, granted, I just started warming up my body with it, and then I used it externally after I was warmed up. But so it totally worked, and it's quiet, and it feels really, because quiet is something that the magic wand never gives me. Although I love it, it never. It's always like, okay, here I am with my vacuum cleaner on my vulva.
But it works.
But the curve is yeah, and it's, this one's also waterproof, and I'm so stoked that it's from Hot Octopus, because I'm like, this toy I can actually say with a whole heart, yeah, that it's awesome.
And the other thing too, just about this self-pleasure piece, is so say you're single and you want to look at it as an opportunity to discover more about your body, especially your sexual body. This is a great time to learn more about what you like, even outside of sex toys too. So maybe you're someone who has only been able to orgasm the vibrator and you want to learn more about how to get off with your hand. Start working on this. Maybe you're a penis owner who wants more control over your ejaculatory process. Start masturbating slower and softer and extending that. Or maybe you want to come faster, so start masturbating. You change. This is an opportunity for us to really go inside and be like, all right, well, who am I? What do I need? How can I really take advantage of this time? And if you're looking for people, we gave you all these examples on how to meet people. If you're looking to just have a good time with your friends, we gave you examples of that. And if you're looking to have a good time with yourself, there's so many ways you can do that too.
And if you're looking for a good time with one of our hot single friends here, remember where to send your application. And
that's no email.
Info at shamelessnext.com. Amy's going to do the vetting.
I'm excited for
this. I'm just going to support and give my... approval.
This is fun. This is like when I was on Tinder 2000 forever ago and you were married and you were like, this is fun.
But also maybe the likes and interests. I like.
Yeah. The more you share, the better.
Yeah.
The more you share. I mean, if you just say you like cats and chickens
and books and eggs.
We can't really do much with that. You probably won't get a call back about a day.
Well, this is a fun episode with just you and I. Just you and I.
Ship and dip forever.
Yeah. And, what else do we want to share?
Go, if you aren't following us on Instagram, go find Shameless Sex Podcast on Instagram. We are starting to put our videos of our podcast on our YouTube channel for Shameless Sex. And if you have not reviewed us on iTunes, please go to iTunes, review us. We love 5 stars. It helps people find us. And guess what? We love you.
Five stars. All right. Well, ooh, you know what we should do on the exit right now?
What's that?
Is do... and enjoy the show like we do in the intro.
Oh, at the same time?
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
And enjoy the show.
That's so fun.
You got to do chow for now, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will do. Let's do that together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Chow for now. Oh, wait. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, damn.
Just kidding.
Right, this is why you love us so
Bye,
much, right, everybody?
Everyone.
Love you.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.